Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
News you can use. Connecting faith to life. It's Austin Hill in the Morning.
Good morning. It's now 7:35. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill, here weekday morning, 6 till 8, as we seek to connect faith to life right here at the start of our day. It's the New Year's Eve edition, the morning program here on Faith Radio. Final calendar day of the year 2014. Who better to speak to parenting and healthy families into the new year than our great friends John and Kendra Smiley. They join us on our guest line. Happy New Year to you both. Thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Good to be with both of you. You have, as always, written eloquently once again. We've got your latest thoughts on parenting at myfaithradio.com, myfaithradio.com. You're addressing the differentiation, I guess we could call it, between a child's effort and a child's ability. One is a matter of natural or perhaps developed capacity. The other is the degree to which we actually try to exercise our capacity. Why is this important as we head into the new year? Where do you start with emphasizing a child's effort versus ability?
Well, I think that it comes in to play because most all parents that I am acquainted with really want their kids to do the best they can at different things, whether it be academically or in athletics. And when you talk about effort versus ability, there was an article in New York Times recently, and it said that research suggests that when parents praise effort rather than ability, children develop things we all hope our kids have, a stronger work ethic, and they become more motivated. So I think that's why it's important to take a look at it.
That's very interesting. And when I, and by the way, this is not a statement of disagreement with you here. I think what you've written here at myfaithradio.com is, I recommend it. I will be happy to tweet this and share this with listeners and friends and family alike. When I hear talk of praising a child's effort, what comes to my mind, fairly or unfairly, and I'd love for both of you to comment on this, but what comes to my mind is the propensity, at least among parents in my generation anyway, to make sure that everybody gets a trophy at the end of the soccer season, or we don't keep score at the games. Everybody gets praise for just getting out there on the field and playing soccer or whatever the sport is. Everybody gets a gold star because if one child earned a gold star and another child did not, that would leave the child without feeling inferior and whatnot. In other words, we make a mockery of merit in the process of trying to make sure that we're praising everybody's efforts equally. Comment on that if you would.
Agree 100%. Yeah. First of all, we have to remember our kids are at least of average intelligence, and they're like, no, I did not get first place also. You know, Jimmy ran faster than me, so I don't mean to get the same kind of ribbon. So we're actually not fooling our children when we do something like that. That's simply, I don't know. Yeah, I agree. It's kind of, I don't know how to label it, but I think you did a really good job. We would agree with you 100%. We're really talking about something maybe a little bit different than that. In fact, John and I sort of, after reading this article and taking a look a little bit at the research, we have an idea that's maybe a little bit of a morph from that, and that's praising both the process and the product. Mm-hmm. The process that kids go through, no matter what it might be, to attain a goal, and then the product itself.
Right, and I think we can look at an example of this with a child that has a great deal of ability and doesn't give very much effort, and they don't have to. And the reason they don't have to is because God gave them the ability, so they can just kind of waltz through things and do good enough. And it was I saw a wonderful example of this. I was watching the Pro Football Life stories that they do on people, and one of them was a quarterback, and he was throwing to a receiver, and this was in the NFL, and this receiver, his ability, his God-given ability was so great, he didn't have to put much effort out, and he had gone through, obviously, high school, college, and was even in the pros, and not getting to the extent of the ability God had given him, and this quarterback challenged him and said, do you want to be just good enough to be the best on the team, or do you want to try to be the best you can be with the ability God has given you? And this receiver in this story said basically it changed his life, because up until that point, it was all about his ability, and it was good enough. It was never about, you know, the effort that he was putting forth. And he realized that he needed to put forth the effort with the ability that God gave him, not against somebody else on that team, just being good enough, but being the best he could be with the ability God gave him. And I think that we see that so very often in high school and grade school, that kids with a lot of ability don't put out the effort. And so I think this is the study is talking about. As a parent, we look at the effort that they put out, both the end product, we call it, the end product and the process. You praise both of those things, but the effort that a child, is he working up, as we like to say a lot of times, up to their potential?
John and Kendra Smiley on our guest line here at Faith Radio. You can find their latest writings on this issue of praising a child's effort and their ability here on our website at myfaithradio.com. I appreciate the distinction that you're both making here about product and process. Process, the efforts, the process that we engage in accomplishing a task or creating something, the product being the end result. Interestingly enough, in your latest writings, and this is kind of counterintuitive to a lot of people. A lot of people, I think, would be expecting you to say, make sure you don't ignore the process while focusing on the product. You stated it almost the exact opposite. You say, don't ignore the product, the end result, as you applaud the process. Why necessarily have you worded it that way?
Well, we think it's important to applaud both. An example that we wrote about, I used to teach elementary school, and when I taught, I didn't have any children yet. You get so much smarter. Too bad I didn't go back after I got head children of my own. But anyway, I had a bulletin board, and it was the A-plus spelling papers. And at the end of the week, if you got an A-plus on the spelling paper, your paper went up there. So I was applauding the product at that point. And I really do believe, and I made them write their words five times, but if a child was willing to put in more in the process, more effort, I think I would now have another bulletin board, too, that said extra excellent effort. That may not improve the product, but a lot of times it will. And those sorts of things are both to be applauded. You know, it's great if you can do an A-plus spelling paper, but we all know that sometimes an A-plus spelling paper comes from someone looking at Sally's paper, who's a very good speller. And so we want to applaud both of those things, not leave out the product at all. That person who comes in first in the race, yes, they are the blue ribbon winner. But the kid who maybe ran faster than they did the time before, they're competing against themselves. Their process is applauded and the product.
Very interesting. John Smiley, any further thoughts on that as we wrap up here?
Yeah, I would just say to that that Kendra was talking about, a lot of the things in the process that our kids go through, the things that they learn, the things that they do, like discipline, sticking into it, whatever it might be, those things go with us the rest of our life, or could go with us the rest of our life. The end product, whether it be striking somebody out, making the basket, playing our horn the very best we can, probably will come to an end. But the things that we learn in the process are lifelong things that we take with us. And that's another reason that Kendra and I talk about applauding the process as well as the end product.
Fair enough. John and Kendra Smiley, you can find them at myfaithradio.com. We've got their very latest writings on praising the effort of a child as well as their ability. John and Kendra, Happy New Year to both you and your family. Thanks for being here. We look forward to talking again real soon into the year 2015.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great to be with you. It's now 7:45. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. The New Year's Eve edition of our program continues. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.